This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Robert Coulter, ROBERTCOALTER. Date of birth 07/01/1940. Date of appointment 7/11/2023. Requesting physician Aswathi Mathew, ASWATHIMATHEW. Dear Dr. Mathew, I have the pleasure of seeing Robert Coulter today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. He came with his wife and two nieces. As you know, he is 83-year-old left-handed Caucasian man. For the last 1 year, having a spell. During his spell, he lost train of thoughts. Mouth is having some movement, he's looking straight, hands are stiff and holding, sometime fall down, patient feel strange feeling, he forgets after that, become confused. This spell lasts about 2 to 3 minutes, postictally he goes to sleep and very tired. He had a heart monitor from the cardiologist. During his spell, no tongue biting, no incontinence. It happened when he was driving. His blood pressure is a little bit high after the spell. He has a staring spell also. Staring spell is a blank stare, not remembering after a spell. Sometimes confused afterwards. Past medical history. Barrett esophagus. Benign neoplasm of the left male breast, benign prostatic hypertrophy, cataract, diverticulosis, hypertension, GERD, hiatal hernia, hypercholesterolemia, hyperlipidemia, GERD, past surgical history, inguinal herniorrhaphy, rotator cuff, repair, colonoscopy, Nissen fundoplication, cholecystectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, omeprazole, lovastatin, amlodipine, multivitamin, finasteride, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, he is married, live with his wife, have no children, family history, mother deceased, with colon cancer, father deceased, cerebral hemorrhage, two sister, one with ovarian cancer, and multiple, one with multiple myeloma, both are deceased. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having confusional steps, he is having an episode of confusion. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen short, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, I did the mini mental status examination and he scored 29 out of 30. People are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflexive 2-4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 83-year-old left-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, mild cognitive impairment. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the MRI of the brain and EEG. He needs medication for his seizure, which we will decide after the EEG. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month.